Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, my people. Good morning to my radio audience. I would like to give the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise for being here with you today. I am here again. I'm here again today. Could you give me one moment before we start the show? Give me one moment. Today is April the 1st, 2021. I had to come on today because I have to do some confirmations and I have to talk to you about some things that I said about maybe three weeks ago. So I'm here to give you confirmation and edification about some prophetic events that has been happening in the earth in March, and they are all biblical events. And I just need to go over the prophecies and events that have occurred. Me as the prophet of the God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I am here to just let you know that the God of Israel, Ahayah is his name, have been speaking to his people through me, his prophet. Brother, I told you not to do that so I get finished with what I'm doing. Please, leave it alone because this steak real bad. Told you. Yeah, well, go ahead and do it now. You're doing, excuse me, people. Excuse me. It's hard for people to follow orders sometimes. Very hard. But here, I'm here again today, and I would like to thank the God of Israel for giving me another chance to be here in your presence. The title of this broadcast today, we have a lot of information to look up, a lot of information to talk about, and a lot of things to confirm and just give you biblical understanding about what's going on in this earth and the prophetic. So the title of this broadcast today is The Biblical Prophetic Event. Let the big bus go by. You know, it's early in the morning and you're going to hear a lot of noise and a lot of everything going on right now. I'm sorry about that. Again, I still need to get me a very good headset. The biblical prophetic events of March confirmed in the Bible. That's what we're going to be speaking about today, and that's what we're going to be sharing with you today. This is Sister Radio Talk Show, and I am your host, Elisheba. Guest call in number 661-244-9831. If you have any comments or questions, you are free to call in to speak to me about that. I will bring you right in live on this show. So before we get started, let me get everything here and clear and set up and ready to go. We're gonna start with the book of Jeremiah today. We're gonna start with the book of Jeremiah. I have a lot of news articles that I need to share with you concerning the prophecies that have took place within 30 days. Biblical prophecies that have took place within 30 days. Okay, me as the prophet of the God of Israel again, Ahayah is his name. It's interpretation time. It's time for me to interpretation. About some things that's been going on in the earth and in the world concerning the God of Israel and his people, the 12 tribes of Israel. in the world. So we're going to start with the book of Jeremiah. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 32. Jeremiah 32. Jeremiah 32. What you doing, bro? Give me 1 minute, people. What you doing?
I found another one.
He's dead. He's dead, okay. Go up. He's dead. No, he's just been born. Get him back. See, that's why I told you to leave that alone until I finish. Excuse me, people. Again, you're not following orders. That's what I told you to do. Leave it alone. Didn't I say that to you? Okay. No, no, no. Take it out now, bro. And go take it to the backyard somewhere. And just put him back in there. Put him back in there. And put the eggs back in there for now. Just leave, yeah. Put them back in there until I can get something later. Okay, I told you to leave it alone. Don't listen. Excuse me, people. Excuse me. Excuse me. People don't listen, man. Don't follow instructions. Anyway, people, let's start with Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 30 through 35. Forgive me about that, people. Forgive me for the interruptions. Give me 1 minute, people. 1 minute. 1 minute. Let me just clear this out so I can focus on what I need to be focusing on. Could you get a mop right here and get all this up? This time out, please. I'm trying to get this done. Get some bleach. Excuse me, people. I told you, don't bother this. Don't bother this. That's what I told you. Exactly what I told you. Exactly what I told you. I'm going to do something too. All the time. You finish. Get down. Let me finish this. Get down. Now go ahead. I'm back. There's a lot of noise and everything going on here. Could you take them to the back? Run them to the back. Run all the animals to the back. Put them behind the gate till Oriel get back. Put them behind the gate till Oriel get back. Now I gotta find my glass. Ugh. Okay, people. Jeremiah. Now I need to turn the fan up. I'm hot now. Me trying to run a farm and be on the radio. Not easy, people. Not easy. All right, people. All right. All right. A lot of interference. I'm sorry about that. Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 30. To start our broadcast off today. For the children of Israel, let's pick it up right here at verse 32:30. For the children of Israel and the children of Judah have only done evil before me from their youth. The children of Israel and the children of Judah have only done evil before me from their youth. For the children of Israel only have provoked me to anger with the works of their hands, said Ahiah. Said Ahiah. Said Ahiah. Said Ahiah. For this city have been to me as a provocation of my anger and of my fury, from the day that they built it, even unto this day, that I should remove it far from my face. Because all the evil of the children of Israel and the children of Judah, which they have done to provoke me to anger, they, their kings, their princes, their priests, and their prophets, and the men of Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. So this is Jeremiah the prophet. The God of Israel told Jeremiah the prophet that the children of Israel have provoked him to anger. Have provoked him to anger. They have done evil in his sight. And that's exactly what's going on today. They did it way back there in ancient times. And the children of Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel, they all over the earth today. They're not dead. They're doing the same thing right now. They're children. They're children. We are the children of Israel. We are the children of Israel in the earth today. So Jeremiah, so that's what's going on today. With all that is going on in the prophetic, all that's going on in the earth, all the events and things that's happening and taking place in the earth is prophetic. It is prophecy being fulfilled in the Bible, because the children of Israel and the children of the Gentiles are very evil and very wicked, and they have did things to provoke the God of Israel to anger. Look at Jeremiah 32:31. For this city, see, Let me go back up. Let me go back up to Jeremiah 32:30. For the children of Israel and the children of Judah have only done evil before me from their youth. Jeremiah 32:30. Okay, that would be the 12 tribes of Israel. Ever since they was little girls and little boys, they have been doing evil to the God of Israel and provoking him to anger from their youth. This was back in ancient times, and today in modern times, our children, me, when I was a child, I provoked the God of Israel to anger. Even though I called on Jesus and all of that, went to church, I provoked the God of Israel to anger, because I already told y'all Jesus ain't real, okay? And all that religion and church stuff that you've been taught is not real either. So we've been provoking the God of Israel from our youth up, just like our ancestors taught their children to provoke the God of Israel when they got in Canaan, when they was in the wilderness, okay, with the works of their hands. Jeremiah 32:30. That's what's going on in the earth. If y'all really want to know what's going on in the earth prophetically, okay, that's what's going on. The whole world, especially the children of Israel, have provoked their God to anger from their youth up. From their youth up. And that's why you got so many young people dying today that's not living to see 15 and 10 years old and 20 years old, okay? Because from their youth up, we have taught our children to be evil against the God of Israel, just like we was taught to be against the God of Israel and provoke him to anger, okay? From our youth up, we've been evil and wicked people. That's what we've been taught. That's what we've been taught. But yet still, we want to believe, we saved, and we right with God, and we blessed, and God going to help us. No, people, no. No, you are living by grace right now, and you're living by mercy. You only here because the God of Israel want you to be here, okay? But it ain't got nothing to do with you being blessed, and you've been good, and you've been saved, and you've been, it ain't got nothing to do with that at all. It have everything to do with the fact that he's trying to get you to repent and turn away from your sin and your wicked and evil ways, you and your children, before you die and leave this earth and go to hell. That's what it is. It ain't got nothing to do with you being good and righteous and saved and sanctified and holy and right with God and serving the right God and the right name. None of your gods are right. None of your names are right. All your names are false. All your gods are false. All of them. All religions set up in this earth are false. Okay? Every last one of them. Okay? So we have provoked the God of Israel from our youth up with the works of our hands. Everything we do every day, all day, we use our hands to do and handle and go after, have provoked me to anger, he said. Okay, Jeremiah 32:31. We don't have a lot of scriptures, so I'm just going to take my time and put it out here the way the God of Israel give it to me. For this city, what city? Canaan, Jerusalem, the Holy Land. For this city, Zion, for this city have been to me as a provocation of my anger. Jeremiah 32:31. And of my fury from the day that they built it, from the day that they left the wilderness and went to Canaan and went to Jerusalem, they began to provoke the God of Israel to anger, and they made him furious. They made him furious, very, very furious, very, very furious. And when you make somebody so angry and so mad and so furious, they will hurt you. And they will kill you, and they will make you sick, and they'll do something to make your life a living hell on earth. And you got so many people always said, I'm in hell. Yeah, you are in hell on earth, but it's another hell when you leave here, okay? So, yeah, we have provoked him to anger. You have provoked him to the anger, okay? That's what they did when they got to Jerusalem, when they got to Canaan, their children, okay, after he killed all of the grown people in the wilderness after they walked around the wilderness for 40 years. The children got to Canaan. They start worshiping idols and gods and continue with their madness and their destruction and continue to provoke the God of Israel to anger. They never quit. They never quit. They never quit provoking him to anger, making him kill them. Making him hurt them, making him make them sick, making him make their life a living hell on earth, making him do something to destroy them. And that's where we was in ancient times with our ancestors, and that's where we are in modern times. If y'all people really want some biblical answers and some biblical understanding, I'm here to give it to you as the prophet of the God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm here to give you biblical prophetic understanding because that's what you need. Okay? So let's go down to Jeremiah 32:32. Because all the evil that our ancestors and their children was committing in Canaan and Jerusalem, all the evil of the children of Israel, the 12 tribes, and the children of Judah, which they have done to provoke me to anger, that their kings, that would be Solomon, that would be David, that would be Hezekiah, that would be Ahaz, that would be Zacchaeus, that would be all the kings of the children of Israel. They provoked the God of Israel to anger by serving other gods, calling on other gods, worshiping other gods, worshiping the king, the sun god, Baal, Ashtaroth. They provoked him to anger, okay? All your kings, he said. All your children, all your kings have, and their princes, their priests, even the Levites went out. They went out. They went off. They went off against the God of Israel. The Levites, the priests, and their prophets. All the prophets went off back in ancient times. And the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, just like they're going off today. The priests, the prophets, everybody is provoking the God of Israel to anger. And he's going to hurt you people. He's going to hurt you people. And that's why I had to come today, because I told you like 3 weeks ago, I made a radio broadcast. And I told you within 90 days, you're going to see a lot of prophetic biblical events that's going to take place in 90 days. Okay? That's what I told you 3 weeks ago. And that's why me as the prophet of the God of Israel, I had to come back to confirm all of those biblical events that have went on in the month of March. That's what we're here for confirmation that the God of Israel is in the earth, that the God of Israel have his angels in the earth to destroy you people, to hurt you, to make your life miserable. No, it's not going to get better. No, nothing is going to get good. No, why? Because you people won't quit. Just like the children of Israel wouldn't quit. And it never got better for them. And it never got good for them. And it never changed for them. Okay? It was only death and destruction. Okay? So No, you won't quit, and the God of Israel is not going to quit. He's not going to quit killing you and your children. And I'm speaking prophetic again to you today until you quit your evil that you are provoking him to anger with. Because all the evil of the children of Israel and of the children of Judah, which they have done to provoke me to anger, they and their kings, their princes, their priests, and their prophets, and the men of Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And they have turned unto me the back. And not the face. Jeremiah 32:33. Though I taught them rising up early and teaching them, yet they have not hearkened to receive instruction. But they set their abominations in the house, which is called by my name, to defile it. Okay, so they never turn back to the God of Israel. Jeremiah 32:33. They never turned back to the God of Israel. Never. People don't use sense. They never turn back. 1 minute, people. Give me a minute. Excuse me. Syria, let the ghost out now. Excuse me, people. I told you I have a farm. Trying to run a farm and do what the God of Israel want me to do at the same time. All right, people. So, yeah, where we at? So they never turned back. So it say right here in Jeremiah 32:33, they never turned back to me and not face. I taught them rising up early and sending my prophets, but they never turned back. They never listened to me. They never received my instructions. They just kept on with their wickedness and their evil. And that's what you people are doing today. You just will not turn away from your idols and your evil and your wickedness. And that's why you got all the prophecies and the prophetic biblical events that's going on in the earth. And guess what? None of your leaders, none of your elders, none of your bishops, none of your prophets know what's going on. Why? Because they all are false too. They all are false. They don't know the prophetic. They don't know the God of Israel. They can't give you nothing prophetic. They can only tell you what man is doing and how he's doing and what he's doing. So let's move on. Let's move on. I'm going to read Ezekiel 18:24. And then we're gonna go into some news articles about what prophetic events happen in the month of March that I am here to confirm as the prophet of the God of Israel. Biblical prophecy. Ezekiel 18:24. Let's go to that, people. Ezekiel 18:24. Ezekiel 18:24, people. Ezekiel 18:24. But when the righteous turn away from his righteousness, okay, and committed iniquity, and do it according to all the abominations that the wicked man do it, shall he live? That's what the God of Israel, Ahiah, is asking Ezekiel, the prophet. Shall he live? All the prophets went off. I read you that in Jeremiah. They went off. He only had Ezekiel, Jeremiah, Isaiah, faithful, devoted men and women, prophetess like Delver and Adulub and all. They stayed with the God of Israel. But mostly all the prophets in Jerusalem and priests, elders, and all of them went off. Okay, and all the kings and all the princesses went off, and the prince went off. So he said, shall they live? Ezekiel 18:24. All his righteousness that he have done shall not be mentioned in his trespass, that he have trespassed, and in his sin that he have sinned, and them shall he die. Shall he die. Let me read that again. Let me read that. Ezekiel 18:24. But when the righteous turn away, what is the righteous? What is the righteous? The righteous is the Hebrew number 6662. Somebody that live lawfully. Lawfully, a righteous man or a righteous woman, a just man or a just woman, somebody that is lawful, somebody that followed the law of the God of Israel, the Creator. Okay? That's what makes you righteous, when you keep the law, when you keep the covenant, when you keep the Torah. Is going to believe that you're not under that no more. You're under grace and you're under mercy. Okay, if you was under grace and mercy, you wouldn't see all this destruction and hell that's up in this earth today. What grace and mercy is you talking about that you are under? When all y'all are sick, half dead, half dying, all kind of COVID-19, all kind of plagues and pestilence. Your kids are dying, committing suicide, getting all kinds of people riding down the street, trees just falling out the sky, hitting people, cars, killing everybody in the car. What mercy and grace are you under, people? What mercy and grace are you talking about? You have provoked the God of Israel to anger. You have made the God of Israel angry. You have made him furious with you. Furious, yeah. The grace and mercy is that you're still alive and you're not dead. That's the only grace and mercy that you have right now. Okay? But when the righteous turn away, okay, that is a man or a woman that keep the law, that keep the covenant. The children of Israel, when they left Egypt, the law and the covenant was given to them. Our ancestors, but they never wanted to keep it. They never wanted to keep it. And when the righteous turn away, the only thing going to make you righteous is keeping the law. That's number one. All of the law, not just holy days, not just ceremonial laws, but you've been taught in your Hebrew Israelite churches. Okay, not just those laws. Not just a man not sleeping in the same bed with his wife because she's on her menstrual or her period or her blood is flowing through. That's what you Hebrew Israelites teach. That's the law. No, that's not the law. You got to keep the whole and not eat pork, shrimp, and lobsters. You got to keep the whole entire law, and you got to know how to keep it, because you're not keeping it for yourself. You're keeping it for the God of Israel, and you keeping it that you might live, and everything will go well with you, like it went with our father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Why? Because they was righteous. They kept the law and the covenant. But when the righteous turn away from his righteousness and commit iniquity and do it according to all the abominations that the wicked man doeth. Abomination. When you masturbate and drop your semen on the ground, that's abomination. That's abomination. When you eat pork, shrimp, and lobster, when the God of Israel told you not to do that, under the law, that's an abomination. When you commit homosexual activities, when you're a lesbian or you're gay or you're homo, that's abominations. It's so many abominations in the Torah, in the Old Testament, up under the covenant, up under the law, that you don't supposed to do, and you people are doing them. You are doing it and you think it's cute and you think it's okay, but it's not with the God of Israel. It's not. You have provoked him. You have made him very, very upset and very, very angry with you people. And that the wicked man shall he live? That's what he asked Ezekiel. Should this man live? He done committed all kind of abominations, all kind of iniquities. All kind of iniquities. Iniquity is moral evil. Hebrew number 5, 7, 6, 6. Morally, you are evil. Morally, you're not right. That's what iniquity is. It's not the hidden sin of the heart, Christians, like you teach and believe. What's hidden? It's moral evil, perverseness, unjust. unjust means you're not righteous. You're not living according to the law of the Creator that put you here. Now, he asked Ezekiel in Ezekiel 18:24, and after this, we're going to go to some news articles just to bring forth the prophecies that have happened in the month of March that I prophesied and told you 3 weeks ago. In 90 days, you're going to get all kind of biblical events that's going to happen within 90 days. Each month, I'm going to come back to clarify all those events biblically to you people. So should they live, all his righteousness that he have done should not be mentioned. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you, you know, done been, you don't stop eating. It ain't gonna be mentioned, he said. It ain't gonna be mentioned. If you turn away from the God of Israel to serve other gods, to go against his law, to go against his covenant, everything that you did righteous don't even matter to him. It's not going to even be mentioned, he told Ezekiel, to tell the children of Israel. In his trespass that he have trespassed, and in his sin that he have sinned, in them shall he die. Yes, shall he die. This is biblical. This is Bible. Yes. And that's why you got people dropping dead every day. All walks of life, all ages. Don't matter if you're a little girl, little boy, old man. Don't matter. You shall die, he said, in your unrighteousness, in your trespass. You have sinned against the God of Israel, the God of the Hebrews, the one that put you in this earth. Yes, he will kill you. No, the devil ain't killing you. No, the devil is not doing nothing to you but what the God of Israel tell him to do to you. The God of Israel kill you himself. He give life and he take it away. So y'all can get off that devil stuff. All them Hebrew G-O-C-C elders and all that coming on talking about what Satan doing. What Satan doing? No, the God of Israel told Ezekiel right here in 18:24, I will kill them. They shall die in their sin. I don't see no devil right here, nowhere. Next scripture, Ezekiel 18:25. Yet he say, the way of a higher is not equal. That's what y'all say. That's what our ancestors said way back in ancient times. Oh, he's not right. Ahiah is not right. Why he doing this? Why he? Hear now, O house of Israel, he said. Ezekiel 18:25. Hear now, O house of Israel. Is not my way equal? Are not your ways unequal? He said, I'm right. You people are wrong. And you people are guilty. So right now, what I'm going to do. So that's why people are dying. That's why everything going on. And all kind of destruction and stuff that's hidden as earth is because you people are unrighteous. You're unrighteous. Jew and Gentile, unrighteous. Now, I'm going to pull up my first news article right now for the month of March to bring forth the prophetic and the prophecies that I spoke to you about 3 weeks ago that would take place within 90 days. Let's deal with the month of March. Give me 1 minute. So the first prophecy that we are going to bring forth today is Jeremiah 43:12. That's the scripture that's going to prove to you people that this event that happened in March was from the God of Israel. So let's get that right now. Let's go to the news article. Yeah. Well, right here. Right here, people. This is a news article that happened in the month of March it says, fire at a 16th century Mexican church prompts debate over how to protect cultural heritage. Okay? This is a news article on Smart News. Smart News is saying, on March the 7th, a fire, listen to what I'm saying, people, and then I'm going to give you the scripture to go along with this prophecy, this biblical prophetic event that took place on March the 7th in Mexico. On March the 7th, a fire of unknown origin. They don't know how the fire started. They don't know how the fire started. I'm telling you how it started. The God of Israel burnt it up. He burnt up and burnt it down. That's how it started. On March the 7th, a fire of an unknown origin broke out during a service. Okay, they was in the middle of a church service in Mexico on a Sunday, serving a God Baal, Jehovah, and Jesus, Jesus. March the 7th, a fire broke out of unknown origin during a service at the apostolic, sanctify the churches, y'all say. These are holy rollers here now. Y'all got it all right. You got it all together. The fire broke out during a service at the Apostolic Santiago Church in Nerio, a small town in the Mexican state of Michoacán. Parishioners rushed, members of the church rushed to salvage what they could at the blaze, consumed the building, stunning painted ceilings, marble and elaborate decorated central altar. This is a 16th century historical church in Mexico. That's when Christianity began here in America in the 16th century. After we left the slave ships in the 15th century. Okay? So this is an apostolic church. They're in the midst of a service on Sunday. The fire broke out from the roof. From the ceiling. This is an elaborate church. Decorated. Historical church. Let me read a little bit more. And then I'm going to give you the scripture to prove that this was biblical and it was prophetic and it was prophecy that the God of Israel will burn down your houses of God where you go and worship all your false God and deities. It says right here, finishing reading the article, no lives was lost in the fire, but the flames destroyed almost all of the historical structure. Report, Carmen Moran, built in the 16th century, listen people, by indigenous laborers and Spanish missionaries. Okay. The church was home of a congregation of 5,000 people, mostly indigenous from the Pichá community of central Mexico. So this church was the congregation of 5,000 people. And all them people was mostly indigenous. Issachar. Okay? That's who it was. Issachar. They call themselves Mexicans. You're not Mexican at all. You are Issachar. You are one of the tribes of the children of Israel. Okay? This church burnt down to the ground. Let me keep reading. Then I'm going to go to the scripture. That's all I need to read. They don't know how it broke out, people. But let me show you how it broke out. Look at it. I got a picture right here. Pull it up, Smart News, if you don't believe. Pull it up. Church fire, historical church in Mexico. I'm looking at the picture here. The whole top of the apostolic church for Jesus, Jesus, a false god, the whole rooftop inside is burnt to the ground. In the midst of them worshiping Jesus, in the midst of them calling on a false god, the God of Israel, Ahayah is his name, the God of the Hebrews, sent a fire from heaven to go through the roof and burn the whole church down with the people in it. But didn't nobody get hurt this time. But he want to show you, the God of Israel, the real God, want to show you people what you are doing is not of him. So that's why he burnt up this historical church, to prove to you. No, Satan didn't burn it up. Satan did not burn the church up. The God of Israel burnt it up. Ahayah is his name. He the one burnt it down. Now let me go to the scripture. It says here. It says here. Much of the apostolic Santiago church in Mexico burned to the ground. March the 7th. I told y'all people. Many biblical events I prophesied to you because the God of Israel told me to 3 weeks ago to tell you that many, many events will happen in 90 days. Prophecy within 90 days to prove to you people that the God of Israel is not playing with y'all. I'm going to say that again. The God of Israel is not playing with y'all people. He the one burnt your church down, Issachar. You call yourself indigenous. No, you ain't indigenous. You are Issachar, okay? That's who you are. If you didn't know that, I'm going to tell you that. Next, let me get you the scripture. The scripture to prove that this was a prophetic event that happened in Mexico, March the 7th, with this historical church burning down. Jeremiah 43:12. Let's read it. Jeremiah 43:12, Pete. Come on. Come on. The God of Israel want to show y'all something. Jeremiah 43:12. Look at here, man. Look at here, people. Hebrews. Look, Hebrews. Look. I'm going to start reading from Jeremiah 43:11. 43:11 of Jeremiah. Yes. And when he cometh, he shall smite the land. Yeah, I'm just going to go to the one verse. It's many verses, but I'm just going to go to this one right now because I don't have a lot of time. I don't have a lot of time, people. So I'm just going to read this one verse. It's really talking about Nebuchadnezzar. But again, the God of Israel used the government. He used anybody he wants, Satan, whoever, to get his will done in earth. Jeremiah 43:12 for the prophetic event that happened March the 7th with the church in Mexico. And I will kindle a fire in the houses of the gods of Egypt. I will kindle a fire in the houses of the gods of Egypt. I told you. Egypt is all over the world. Why? because all the gods of Egypt and all the religions that set up in this earth represent Egypt. Ra, sun god, Egyptian god. Over there in Mexico, they got pyramids built, just like the Egyptian pyramid when their ancestors was in Egypt. So they came to the New World and they built pyramids in Mexico to worship their sun god, Ra, and all kind of gods they had. Baal and all the rest of them. And I, that's the highest, I will kindle a fire in the house of the gods of Egypt. Jesus is a god of Egypt. Jehovah, Jah, Jehovah, they call him in Mexico, is a god of Egypt. Okay? I will kindle a fire in the house of the gods of Egypt, and he shall burn them and carry them away, and he shall array himself with the land of Egypt. Okay? The God of Israel sent a fire. He sent a fire to burn up the church in Mexico. Why? Because Issachar is calling on the wrong God and serving other gods and worshiping the host of heaven. Next news article. Let's keep going. Let's keep going. Let's keep going. And if I have time, I'll go back to give you a couple more about how he will burn up all the houses of your gods and all your religious institutions. Next news articles. Let's go to, this was an event that happened in Mexico. Right now in Mexico, they have a drought. They have a drought in Mexico. No water. No water. Let me read the news article, and then I'll give you scripture. All of these took place in March now. Okay? Come on, people. I'm trying to help you here. Most critical locations are Sonora and Chihuahua. Drought conditions in Mexico now affect 82.9% of Mexican territory. Northeast is the worst affected. It is a drought in Mexico. No rain. No rain. No rain. No water. 82.9% is affected. The northeastern is the worst affected areas in Mexico. Rainfall, I'm reading this from the MexicanDailyNews.com. Rainfalls is 25% lower so far this year compared to a 30-year average of no rain. Let me show you that this is biblical. This is the God of Israel. This is the God of the Hebrews. Or higher is his name. Punishing because you have made him angry, Mexicans. That's what you call yourself, but you are Issachar. You have made the God of Israel angry with you for what you are doing, worshiping all your false gods and idols and all your false holy days and holidays, Guadalupe and all of them. Guadalupe. Mother Mary, you got statues everywhere of Guadalupe, little bitty temple houses with crosses everywhere, all over Mexico, worshiping a false image, a statue, Guadalupe, not real. That's why you have a drought in Mexico. And if you don't stop, I'm warning you again, because I'm the prophet of the God of Israel. And if you don't stop, Issachar, Mexicans you want to call yourself, it's just going to get worse. It's just going to get worse. That's what the God of Israel just told me to tell you. It's just going to get worse. Okay? You got to stop your abominations that you are committing. Because when you serve other gods, you are committing abomination against the God that put you here, the God of Israel, the God of Israel, the real God. Okay? This is an article, people, that was published on Wednesday, March the 10th, 2021. Okay? They have a drought in Mexico. 30 years this have not happened. So that means they've been calling on Guadalupe and Ra and the sun god, Jesus and Jesus and all of them. 30 years the God of Israel been watching all this madness go on since ancient times all the way up to now. He's sick of it. He is sick of it. It is a stink to his nostril. And if y'all people don't stop, you're going to see more drought, and you're going to see more no rain, and the animals going to start dying, and the grass going to start dying, and the trees going to start dying, and everything going to start dying. And you going to continue to die. I just read the other day that Mexico is number two for COVID-19. America got the most deaths. And then Mexico is number two. And then Brazil is number three for the deaths with COVID-19. Y'all people better stop. And that's a warning from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, let me give you the scripture to prove to you that the God of Israel is the one that dry up the rain. The God of Israel is the one that dry up the ground. The God of Israel is the one that stops the rain from falling from the sky. Not Satan, not the government, not nobody, but the God of Israel. His name is Ahayah. Now, you people better listen to what I'm telling you. If you want to survive this, if you want to live, you better listen, man. Because this ain't no game. We are in a very, very prophetic, serious hour here, people. Scripture, Jeremiah 50:38, people, scripture, to prove that the God of Israel is the one that dried up, that's drying up Mexico right now and anywhere else that is dry. Jeremiah 50. Where Jesus at now? Can Jesus give y'all some rain? Can Jesus give you some rain? Can Guadalupe send some rain? Can Ra, Baal, Jehovah, Jehovah send you some rain in the car? No, they cannot. Because they are not real. Jeremiah 50. I'm going into overtime in a minute. I'm going to try to finish this, people. Jeremiah 50:38, people. This is all biblical here. Straight up Bible, what's going on in this earth, all over the earth. Look what it say. Let's start right here at Jeremiah 50:35. No, let me see. Let's start at Jeremiah 50:34. Their Redeemer is strong. Ahayah a host is his name. He shall truly plead their cause, that he may give rest to the land and disquiet the inhabitants of Babylon. Babylon is all over the earth. wherever you see the children of Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel, is Babylon. That's where they are in captivity all over the earth. A sword, Jeremiah 50:35, a sword is upon the Chaldeans, said Ahiah. That would be the Gentiles, and upon the inhabitants of Babylon, and upon her princes, and upon her wise men. A sword is upon the liars, and they shall doubt. A sword is upon her mighty men, and they shall be dismayed. A sword is upon their horses, and upon their chariots, and upon all the mingled people that are in the midst of her. A sword, death. Sword means death, people. Death, death, death. Didn't I just read to you in Ezekiel that if you are unrighteous, if you commit abominations, you shall die. The wicked is being cut off in the earth right now. A sword means death is upon their horses, their chariots, and upon all the mingled people that are in the midst of her, Babylon, all over the earth, and they shall become as women. A sword is upon her treasures, and they shall be robbed. That's coming up. Don't worry. I'm in overtime now. Overtime, people. Let me go to 38 verse. Main verse I want to bring out. Jeremiah 50:38. A drop is upon her waters. What did I tell you, people? A drop is upon her waters. Yes, Babylon is Mexico. Babylon is Europe. Babylon is America. Babylon is Australia. Babylon is all over the earth. A drop is upon her waters. Babylon is Egypt. Yes, modern day Egypt. A drop is upon her waters, and they shall be dried up. But it is the land of graven images, and they are mad upon their idols. Look at Mexico. They love graven images. Oh, my God. Have you ever been to Mexico, man? Have you ever been to Mexico? You could go walk on the park. They got Guadalupe in a little bit of house, like a church house, sitting up in there decorated all kind of flowers and groves around her. All over Mexico, Jesus, they got images, graven images everywhere, and they are mad. They love their graven images in Mexico. They love them so much. They kiss them. They pray to them. They cry to them. They lay down to them. They dress them up. They give them food. They give them water. They do all kind of stuff with them in Mexico. That's why they are in a drought right now. And they don't know why. And they started calling on Guadalupe and Jesus to stop the drought. And they can't stop it because they just a graven image and they not real. A drought is upon a water. And I'm going to go to the next news article. Hebrew number for Jeremiah 50:38, drought. It's 2721. Drop or desolation. Dry. Dry. It's so dry in Mexico right now. Heat. Utterly waste. No rain. Dry. Dry. I know somebody that live in Mexico. They said fire has just been breaking out. Because the ground is so dry, and it's so hot, and it's no rain. It's no rain. They in a drought because they love their graven images. It is dried up, withered, dried up. It say dried up, Jeremiah 50:38, Hebrew number 3001, confused, to be ashamed, confused, or disappointed, also as failing to dry up, as water or winter, dry, no rain.
no watch. But it is the land of graven images. You know what a graven image is? In Hebrew, it's Hebrew number 6456, an idol. Carved graven image. They carry them around on their back and all kind of stuff. They got holidays where they carry Guadalupe ceramics. They make all kind of statues and ride around on bikes, little children, little young men, 10 to 15 years old. They got a special day where they ride around on their bike and put the little statue in a sack and ride around all around Mexico, praying to it and worshiping it. They are mad upon their idols. Okay? And that's why they are in a drought. And that's why you in a drought, Issachar. Mexicans, they called you. Next news article. And that's just one. And that's just one. That's just one scripture. It's many scriptures about drought and no rain in the Bible. The God of Israel is doing the real God, not Satan. Next news article. Next news article, we got three more, and we're going to be finished, people. We're going to get out of here. Isaiah 44. What is this? Isaiah 44. Let me get to the scripture to see where we at. Isaiah 44, people. Yes, you're talking to the prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The prophet of the God of Israel. Isaiah 44:27. I've been born for this. I've been preserved for this. I've been kept alive for this. Isaiah 44:27. This another one about the drought in Mexico that's going on. Isaiah 44:27. Thus said to the deep, be dry. Let me start at Isaiah 44:26. That confirmed the word of his servant and performed the counsel of his messenger. I will be his servant. I will be his messenger. Let me go back up. It says, yes, that confirm, that's what I'm here to confirm, the prophetic to you, biblical events, prophecy that's going on right now in the earth, that confirmeth the word of his servant. The word of his servant. I am the servant of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I am is his name, Ahaya, and performeth the counsel of his messenger. So that's why I'm here, to show you people, for almost 2 years. Next month is my anniversary that I've been on Blog Talk Radio for 2 years, talking to you rebellious, wicked, sinful, perverse people that love idols and false gods. He performed the counsel of his messengers. So this is how you know that you're dealing with a real prophet of the God of Israel, the Creator. Because he's going to perform, and he's going to confirm the word of his servant, and he's going to perform. He's going to perform it, the counsel of his messengers. Counsel right here is Isaiah 44:26, but Hebrew number 6098 for counsel, advice. I've been giving you people advice for almost 2 years. I've been, by implication, a plan, advice, advisement, counsel, purpose. I've been telling you, I told you in 2020, millions was going to die. I told you that in 2019. What happened? Millions died from COVID-19 and all kind of stuff. But just from COVID-19 alone, 2 million have died in 2020. That was prophesied. So he performed the counsel of his messengers. I am the messenger. I am the mouthpiece of the God of Israel, a prophet of the God of Moses. He performed his counsel and his messengers. I'm reading Isaiah 44:26, that said to Jerusalem, thou shalt be inhabited, and to the cities of Judah ye shall be built, and I will raise up the decayed places thereof. Thus said to the deep, be dry, and I will dry up thy rivers. Whatever he says, if he don't want no rain, we're talking about the drought right now in Mexico. If he don't want no rain, it ain't going to rain. I don't care how much you pray to Jesus in July. It ain't going to rain, Mexico. I don't care how much you pray to Guadalupe. It's not going to rain. He's the one that dry up the rivers. He's the one that dry up the ocean. He's the one that dry up the rain. He's the one that caused the oceans and the rivers to be dry. And the dams and the canals to be dry. They said in Mexico that the canals and the dams are going dry. Yes, because the God of Israel is the one that's drying it up. Next news article. Next news article. Let's go to it, people. I'm running out of time. And after that, I have about two or three more, and I'm finished. I'm finished, people. Next news article. All of these articles, all of this prophetic events that happened in the month of March, you have already been prophesied 3 weeks ago to tell you that they was going to happen. So am I a lying prophet? Do not the God of Israel perform the counsel of his servants and his messengers? And confirm what his servants and messengers say? He confirm it. You haven't figured that out yet. That the God of Israel is speaking to you is real. Gentiles, you haven't figured that out yet, that he put me on this platform 2 years ago almost to confirm that he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that he is the God of the 12 tribes of Israel, that he is the God of the Hebrew nation, that he is the God of our fathers. Look at this news article. UN News. UN Emergency Fund allocates 14 million for Rohingya refugees left homeless by a massive fire. A massive fire broke out in a refugee camp over there in the Middle East somewhere. The camp had 14, I mean, hold on. No, hold on. Let me read the news article. It was a massive fire on March the 23rd. Okay? I think it's over there in India, somewhere like that. I'm not sure where it is. I'm not talking about that. But it was in southern Bangladesh. Okay? And it say this is a picture of a little boy standing here with the whole refugee camp burnt up. Everything they had, everything that they owned burnt up in the fire. And guess what? These are homeless people. Homeless. Don't have nothing. Living in a UN emergency funded government refugee camp. Burnt to the ground. with a massive fire that they don't know how it started. Let me read the article. The blaze displaced more than 45,000 people. Originally from neighboring Myanmar right now is under attack. They got a big old protest going on over there, the military killing people, all kind of stuff. All kind of stuff going on over there. So these are these people that ran away from over there. Some are probably Hebrews, Ishmael, Arabs, okay? But it was 45,000 people that ran from Myanmar to find refuge, because there's a lot of military fights and protests going on over there. So they ran out of there, and they set up a refugee camp, 45,000 people. It said here, and destroyed the camp. It destroyed the camp, the main hospital, and other important health, nutrition, and education centers. No, the God of Israel don't care about your education centers. The God of Israel don't care about your hospitals. Because earth is for our healing. And if we need some education, we can get it from the Holy Spirit. If we need to know something and understand something, and if we need some knowledge and wisdom, we can get it from the God of Israel or the Holy Spirit, Mother Earth, the mother of all living things in this earth. So the hospital burned up. The education centers burned up. 11 people died in the fire. And they said 400 are still missing. This fire has ripped through one of the most vulnerable communities in the world. The Rohingya refugees need up, whatever. I ain't going to read all that. I'm not going to read all that. I'm not going to read all of that. But they said in the news that they don't know how this massive, massive fire started. You know how it started? The God of Israel started. And I think it said that they haven't saw a fire like that in a long, long, long time. Yes. Now let me get you the scripture to prove to you that the God of Israel is not playing with you people. He's not playing with y'all. He's not playing with you. And again, that's another warning. The scripture for that is Numbers 11, verse 1. Number 11, verse 1. I have about three more, and I'm going to say I'll talk to y'all later. I just came on to give you confirmation. Numbers 11, 1. Numbers 11, 1, people. And when the people complained, it displeased Ahijah. So you got all them people over there in that refugee camp calling on Allah. Most of them is Muslims. Most of them are Muslims and Christians and Hindus and Buddha and all of them. Okay? You had all them people worshiping all their different gods up in that refugee camp. See, your God's not real. Your gods can't help you. Your gods can't protect you. Your gods can't save you. They are false and they are not real. The God of Israel say they false. I'm the only true and living God. Every other God is dead and not real. They have eyes to see, they can't see. Ears to hear, they can't hear. You make them eyes. When you make your statues, you put little eyes and ears on them, nose. Nose to smell, they can't smell. Feet to walk, they cannot walk. So they was calling on Allah and Buddha and Baal and Jesus and all their gods over there in the refugee camp. And the God of Israel sent a fire. Boom! Sent a massive fire to burn down the whole entire place. You don't want to play with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's nothing to play with, people. I keep telling y'all. I keep telling y'all over and over again. What is it going to take for you people to quit? Death. That's what it's going to take. Death. Because you don't want to stop. Numbers 11, verse 1, to show you that this was a massive fire sent from the God of Israel. Ahayah is his name, not Satan. And when the people, Numbers 11, 1, complained, it displeased Ahayah. And Ahayah heard it, and his anger was kindled. See, that's what it is. Y'all don't made him real mad, man. Real heated up. And the fire of Ahayah burnt among them and consumed them that was in the othermost part of the camp. That's what it is. The refugee is nothing but a camp. The anger of, see, the God of Israel heard them praying to Baal, praying to Allah, praying to Buddha, praying to all their gods, saying that ain't no God like you. You the true God. You the only God. He heard that. And it displeased the high. See, this is the children of Israel doing the same thing that you people was doing in the camp. But in massive fire, they was doing the same thing in ancient times, complaining about the God of Israel that he's false, and they want to go back to Egypt and serve their gods. So I'm bringing it to modern times. Same thing, people. And when the people complain, it displeased Ahayah. And he heard it, and his anger was kindled. And the fire of Ahayah burnt among them and consumed them that were in the othermost part of the camp. See, that's the 45, how many people was it that got killed? I think it was 45 people they say that got killed in the othermost part of the camp and consumed them. And the people cried unto Moses. See, you got to have a prophet. You got to have a prophet, people. He the only one, and she the only one, can go before the God of Israel, the real God, and talk to him and calm him down. Calm him down. Only a prophet can do that. Not no elder, not no pastor, not no rabbi, not no bishop, not nobody. But a prophet, a real prophet, can calm down, not no prophet of Baal, can calm down the God of Israel. So the children of Israel begin to cry right here in Numbers 11 to Moses, the prophet. And Moses prayed unto Ahayah, and the fire was quenched. Next news on. So keep on messing with your elders. and your pastors and your bishops and your rabbis and your evangelists and your apostles. Keep on, Pete, because they can't help you. They cannot, they never have helped you, and they never will, because they're not a prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. Now, next news article. We're getting there, people. The next one is about the volcano that was erupted in Iceland that haven't happened in 6,000 years. 6,000 years. Okay, let me get the article. I'm going to read the article, and then I'm going to give you the scripture to prove to you that the God of Israel sent the volcano in Iceland to burn, to sent the volcano in Iceland. No, it ain't Satan. Satan ain't got enough power. Satan don't have enough authority to do what you see going on in this country. He has power or authority to do what you see in this earth. This is the God of Moses. This is the God that created you, that's doing all this destruction. He's sending his angels to do it. So listen to the volcano. I'm reading the news here. What news article is this? This is the Guardian News that I'm reading about the Iceland volcano. Iceland volcano runs a photograph. This is a man, a picture of a man over there in Iceland. The volcano already don't erupt it. He over there trying to take a picture of it. He run away as lava flows towards him. This have not happened in Iceland in 6,000 years. 6,000 years. This happened in March, maybe about a week ago, not long, a week or two ago. Okay? You want to read the article, pull it up. But it have not happened in 6,000 years. They have lava. A volcano have exploded over there in Iceland. Lava is everywhere. Lava, brimstone, and fire. That's what lava is. Brimstone and fire. There's many scriptures in the Bible that say in the last day, he's going to burn the earth up with brimstone and fire. He's going to send brimstone and fire to this earth to burn it up. Scripture, Micah chapter 1, verse 4. And after that, we have 1 2 more. No, 1 more after that. Micah chapter 1, verse 4, and I'm going to be finished. I will be finished, and I'm going to say talk to y'all this weekend. Micah 1:4. This is Sister Sister Radio Talk Show. The title of this broadcast, The Biblical Prophetic Events of March Confirmed in the Bible. Micah 1:4. In the mountains, let me go up to verse 3 here. Micah 1, verse 3. For behold, a higher cometh forth out of his place, and will come down and tread upon the high places of the earth. He already here, people. And the mountains shall be molten under him, and the valleys shall be cliffs as wax before the fire, and as the waters that are poured down a steep place. For the transgression, see, you have caused the God of Israel to visit this earth. for your evil, for your wickedness and your transgressions, people. You have caused him to leave his temple, his holy inhabitant, to come to this earth to visit you with destruction. Because you have made him furious and anger. So the mountains shall be molten. That's Iceland. That's the volcano that erupts. It's molten. Molten is Hebrew number 4549 from Micah 1:4. Liquefy, melt, waste. Okay? For the transgression of Jacob is all, listen, for the transgression now of Jacob, who is Jacob? The 12 tribes of Israel. For your transgressions, Hebrews, Israelites, that's why you got all these plagues, death, and destruction in this earth. That's why Mexico got a drought right now. No water, no rain. For the transgression of Jacob. That's why you got the volcano in Iceland that haven't happened in 6,000 years. For the transgression of Jacob. That's why you see the church got burnt down in Mexico on a Sunday while they were sitting up in there worshiping Jesus. For the transgression of Jacob. It's all this happening. And for the sins of the house of Israel. Who is the house of Israel? The 10 tribes. They live in Mexico. They live in Guatemala. They live in Honduras. They live in Cuba. They live in Puerto Rico. They live in Panama. They live in Belize. For the trans, they live in Brazil. For the transgression of Jacob. Judah, Benjamin, and Levi make up Jacob. Levi is Haiti. Judah is the black Negroes all across the world. Over there in Brazil, over there in Belize is Judah. All over the earth, Negroes. Judah, Benjamin, and Levi. Benjamin is the Jamaican. Live over there in Jamaica. The Caribbean. The 10 tribes. For the transgression of Jacob is all this happening in the earth. And for the sins of the house of Israel, the 10 tribes, they love worshiping idols and graven images. They got them set up all over in the Caribbean. Any place you go in the Caribbean, you're going to see graven images everywhere. Of Guadalupe and Jesus. And all kind of gods and idols. What is the transgression of Jacob? What is the transgression of Jacob? It is, I lost my scripture. Let me go back, people. What is the transgression of Jacob? Is it not Samaria? And what is the high places of Judah? Are not they Jerusalem? But guess what? We're not in Jerusalem no more. And we're not in Samaria no more. The 10 tribes got kicked out in 721 BC. They was living in Samaria. And they were sent to the New World. They all over there, the 10 tribes in the Caribbean. And we're not in Jerusalem no more. Judah not in Jerusalem. Judah, Benjamin, and Levi. The slave ships brought them to America in the 15th century. So yes, people, for all your transgressions and all your sins, this is why we have all of this prophecy and prophetic event happening in the earth. Next news article. Next news article. Yes, the flooding in Australia. The flooding in Australia. okay? You got mouse, a plague. Worst mice, it say, the news article say, the worst mice plague I ever seen. Millions of rodents is seen on Eastern Australia. Millions. Millions of mouse, rats. Millions of rats is in Australia and taking over. This is a news article from the 12th, 2021. Sydney, wow. Sydney is a lot of rich folks in there. All they big money and all. One of the worst wildfire seasons in a global pandemic, COVID-19. Australia is now facing its latest end of days challenge, a monumental plague of mice. I told y'all people a whole year ago that the COVID-19 they call it is just a plague, and it's just a plague and a pestilence that was sent from the God of Israel. I told you that. That's what they call COVID-19. So this is a plague of mice. And I told you, you're going to get more plagues and you're going to get more pestilence. I've been telling you people that for almost 2 years. They're not going away. Because you people are going to send your gods away. You won't send your religions away. You got to denounce all your gods, all of them. You Hebrew Israelites, all of your gods are false. All your gods, all your idols, all your religions, you must denounce it. If you wanted the plague and the pestilence to stop, then that's what the God of Israel say you got to do. Denounce it and walk away from them. Millions of rodents, rats, are running in parts of Australia, with residents sharing horror encounters on a daily basis. And I have one more after that, people, and I'm getting ready to go. It say, with an impact center in rural New South Wales, farmers have uploaded videos to social media of mice blanketing their land, damaging crops, and taking up residence inside homes. So they taking the resident houses over, they damaging all the crops. It's just like the plague of Egypt. Just like the plague of Egypt. Same stuff. Same exact thing for your rebellion and for your wickedness, Israel. Look what it say right here. And I'm going to go to my last little article and I'm going to leave. He say, Guy Rolfe, who works at a sprawling University of Sydney research farm near the New South Wales town, Narrabri, said mice had overtaken the property. I know we had two mice per square meter cropping. He said 20 million mice, that's more mice than the population of most big cities, he said. 20 million mice have took over Australia. Finish with that. Let me get you the scripture. 1 Samuel chapter 6, verse 1 through 9. And that'll be it. And the flooding did bring the mouse. And the scriptures in the Bible that say Isaiah 13:9. I have one for the flooding in Australia. Let me go to this one and I'm going to be finished. I already gave you the one about the evergreen. I already gave you that one when I did my broadcast Saturday. So I'm not going to go back over that no more. Okay, 1 Samuel. One more scripture after that, and I'm going to be finished. 1 Samuel 6, 1 through 9. This is the Philistines. They had took the ark of the children of Israel. And the ark of Ahia was in the country of the Philistines several months. 1 Samuel 6, 1. And the Philistines called for the priests and the dividers, saying, "What shall we do to the ark of Ahia? Tell us wherewith we shall send it to this place." And they said, "If you send away the ark of God, if you send away the ark of the God of Israel, send it not empty, but in any wise return him a trespass offering. Then he shall be healed. Then you shall be healed, and it shall be known to you why his hand is not removed from you." They said, "What shall be the trespass offering which we shall send to him?" They answered, 5 golden emeralds and 5 golden mites, according to the number of the Lord of the Philistines. For one plague was on you all and on your lords. Wherefore ye shall make images of your emeralds and images of your mites that mar the land, and you shall give glory unto the God of Israel. Free adventure, he will lighten his hand from off you and from off your gods and from off your land. So these are the Philistines, the Canaanites, Africans. They had took the ark from the children of Israel. And they asked in their sorcerers and their witches and their warlocks, "What can they do to make the God of Israel happy with them?" Because the God of Israel had sent a plague on their land. And the mice was marring their land. The mice was marring, eating up their crop, eating up their land, destroying their grain, going up in people's houses and all kind of eating up on them, okay, nibbling on them. They was plagued just like they are in Australia. They are plagued with mice, with rodents, with rats. So the sorceress is telling the Philistine king what they had to do so the God of Israel would stop plaguing them because they took the Ark of the Covenant from the children of Israel. So he sent the mice to mar their land. So this is what's going on. The God of Israel is angry. He's angry. Not only with Australia. Not only with Mexico. He angry with the whole world. Not only with Iceland. He angry with the whole entire world. Because the whole entire world is into paganism. And the whole entire world is serving the wrong God and false gods and no God. Okay? Yes, people. I am the prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I'm speaking to you prophetically. And I'm giving you right now wisdom, right now knowledge, and right now understanding. So it is a plague in Australia from the God of Israel for all your transgressions, all your wickedness, and all your evils that you have committed in Australia. You got your big yachts and your mansion and all you rich, wealthy people over there. You got the Reubenites, one of the tribes, Reuben. The Reubenites over there in Australia, the indigenous people of the land, you won't get them a crumb off your table. You won't help them. They poor, broke, and hungry while you land up in your mansion and in your big houses and your big SUVs and your big yachts while the people are decaying and being destroyed, I take your crop. I take your land. I take everything from you. So yes, yes, this is prophetic, what's going on in Australia. Next scripture about the flooding in Australia. Isaiah, first he sent the flood and then he sent the rats everywhere to eat up everything. Isaiah 13:9, last scripture. And with that, people, I'm going to say I'll talk to y'all later. I don't know what's going to happen in the month of April. Today is April the 1st. I'm just giving you what happened in the month of March. I told you the God of Israel said 90 days. Prophetic events would take place. Events would take place in this earth. That's prophecy in the Bible, prophetic. So I don't know what's going to happen in the month of April. Stay tuned. Isaiah 13:9. But I know, people, if y'all keep sinning and you keep transgressing and doing things wrong against the God of Israel, it's just going to get worse and worse. So the month of April, we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen. Okay, he burned down a big, hey, it's just going to get worse because you people don't want to stop. You love your idols, you love your gods, you love your religion, you love your life, you love whatever you're doing, and you don't love the God of Israel. You don't care nothing about him. You want to talk about him. You want to sing about him. You want to pretend that you are with him and you his child. No, that stuff ain't working no more with him. That's played out. That's finished. That's gone away. That ain't going to happen no more, people. You either prove to the God of Israel that you love him and you want him and you with him, or guess what, people? Guess what? Look at the grave sites of all the COVID-19 paid people. Look at them. Look at them. Look at all the death and destruction and sickness and disease in this earth. Droughts and all kind of stuff in this earth. Volcanoes erupting. Earthquakes. It's just going to get worse for people. Not better. If you don't stop. Isaiah 13:9. Last scripture. I just had to come on and close this month of March out prophetically. Behold, the day of Ahijah comes. The day of Ahijah comes. It say, how, Isaiah 13:6, how ye, for the day of Ahijah is at hand. It shall come as a destruction from the Almighty. From the Almighty. And I'm getting ready to leave. All the destruction, all the death, all the sickness, all the pain, all the sorrow, all the misery, all the poverty, all everything that's in this earth comes from the Almighty. His name is Ahijah, the God of the Hebrew nation. How, he said. How? Moan. That's what he wants you to do. He wants you to cry. He wants you to moan. He wants you to crawl on the ground on your belly and beg him. And he wants you to denounce all your gods and tell your God Jesus and Jesus and Guadalupe and Buddha and Allah and Yah and all your gods and Yahweh and all your gods that they are false, and that they are obsolete, and that they cannot help you, and break every last one of them statues in half and burn them up like Moses did. How ye for the day of a hire is at hand. It shall come as a destruction. Yes, he's not no all-loving God, Christians, like you've been taught. Oh, God will never hurt me. He's all-loving. He ain't going to do that. Really? And that's why a lot of y'all don't like reading the Bible. Because you want to live in la-la land and fairy tale land and don't want to be in reality. But guess what? You'll die in that la-la, in that fairy tale belief. How? For the day of a hire shall come as a destruction from the Almighty. Isaiah 13:6. Therefore shall all hands be faint, and every man's heart shall melt. You ain't saw nothing yet, people. You think Iceland over there with a volcano melting up? This whole world going to melt and burn up. Your hard-hearted, stony-hearted people, prideful, arrogant, wicked, stiff-hearted, stiff-necked people, too good for the God of Israel, too good for your Creator. You won't have no world in the minute to love and decorate and fix up. You won't have no world in the minute. Thus said the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, the God of the Hebrews. Ahaya is my name. Go tell Pharaoh that, your government, who you love, and your president. You got so much confidence, faith, and hope in them. No, your economy ain't opening back up. No! You can pretend like it's open. You can fool the people and make the people think that it's open. But you governments and you rulers of this earth, you know that it's closed. And guess what? I will not open it up for you. Now you try. You want to fight with me? Try me. Try me. And see what happens to you wicked people. 10% of this open. 5% of that open. You can do this. You can do that. You can't do this. You can't do that. No, you can't do nothing. It's finished, people. It is finished. You're living in the end of this age, the end of this system, the end of this time. Verse 8, I'm going to melt you, people. I'm going to melt your hearts because your heart's so hard. You don't want me in your heart, do you? No, you want your job in your heart, your education in your heart, your wife in your heart, your children in your heart, your life in your heart. Michael Jordan in your heart, your gym shoes in your heart, your Xboxes in your heart. You want your clothes in your heart. You want all your stuff, your entertainment in your heart. You don't want me in your heart. That's why I'm going to melt your heart. I'm going to melt your heart. I'm going to show you who I am in this earth because you people don't know who I am. But I'm going to show you in a minute who I am. Thus said the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, Ahaya is my name. Verse 8, Isaiah 13. And they shall be afraid, pains and sorrows shall take hold of them. You're going to be afraid, people. You gonna be afraid, people. Oh, that wasn't enough, huh? That I sent millions of rats to take over Australia. That wasn't enough, huh? That wasn't enough, right? That I blow up the mountain in Iceland with a volcano. That wasn't enough, huh? That ain't enough. That's not enough that I'm killing your children and taking your kids' lives and making you sick with all kind of diseases. That ain't enough, huh? That's not enough, huh, people? COVID-19 ain't enough, huh? COVID-19 is not enough, huh? You people still want to hold on to your idols in your life. That's not enough, okay? Okay, people. Okay, that's not enough. All right, people. Let's see what will be enough. Let's see what will be enough that will melt your heart and bring you on your miserable bellies. Isaiah 13:8. And I'm getting ready to leave, people. And they shall be afraid. You're going to tremble. You're going to be amazed at what's going to happen within these 90 days. We've been through the first 30 days. We still got 60 more days, people. And they shall be afraid. Pains and sorrows shall take hold of them. They shall be in pain as a woman that travail. They shall be amazed one at another. Their faces shall be as flames. You got 60 more days, people, to understand that I am, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. You're going to see the real God. You don't want to see the real God. But I must show you who I am and what I am. Last verse. Behold, Isaiah 13:9. Behold, the day of a higher come. Cruel. Cruel, people. Cruel. Cruel. You see the little bit of stuff happening with the Evergreen and all that, they lost billions of dollars over there on their big ship. That ain't nothing. That's nothing. Yeah, Ahia had something to do with that. I read in the news yesterday, they don't put people in jail and all of that. No, leave them poor people alone that drove that ship for you. They ain't got nothing to do with that ship. That was the God of Israel. Stopping your wealth and your rich ass. Because you ain't going to get no poor folks nothing. No way. Now they want to throw people in jail because they can't figure out what happened to their big merchant ships or Tarshish ship. Why stop for 6 days, 7 days? Prosthetic people. Behold, the day of Ahia come cruel, both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it. That's what's coming, and that's what's going on. He cutting the wicked off, sinners. Sinners are being cut off out of the earth. Watch out, people. Watch out, people. Because he's coming. Cruel. Cruel right here in the Hebrew for Isaiah 13:9. Terrible. Terrible. You don't want to know what's going to happen up in this earth. Cruel. Stuff that you never thought would happen in your whole life. Stuff that you never witnessed with your eyes will hit this earth like never before. Man would not be able to figure it out. Why? because man don't have nothing to do with it. That's why they can't figure COVID-19 out. They keep blaming it on China. They blaming it on this. They blaming it on that. No. They still wearing their mask, the government, the Congress, and all of them. They getting it. The president's catching it, dying from it, all kind of people. He's coming cruel. You cannot figure out the God of Israel. Only the prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob can give you understanding about the prophetic, what's really going on. He's coming cruel. Cruel. You want to keep blaming it on Satan, huh? You want to keep blaming it on Satan and the government, huh? Really? What a laugh. What a joke. The government, Satan. Are you people kidding me? I am. Ahaya. The God of all gods. Behold, the day of Ahaya coming cruel, both with wrath. He's coming cruel. You won't be able to stop him. You won't be able to stop him. You can say you are under grace and mercy all you want, but it won't be able to stop him. When he get to this point, well, he's coming cruel and with wrath and fierce anger. Nothing can stop him. He just come to tear up everything in his presence. He come to tear up and tear down everything in his sight. Cruel. But you're all loving Jesus and Jesus and God and Jehovah and Jehovah and Yah and Baal and where they at now? Allah and all up. Can they stop him, people? No way. They can't. He's coming with wrath and fierce anger. Fierce. A burning anger, he's saying. Burning anger. To lay the land desolate. What land? Babylon all over the earth, to lay the land desolate, and he shall destroy the sinners there out of see. That's who we after right now, the sinners, the unrighteous, the ones that don't want to read the Bible, the ones that don't want to keep the law, the ones that don't want to do nothing. Don't even want to talk to the God of Israel. Don't want to say nothing to him. Don't want to. Y'all are sinners. You are straight up sinners. Straight up sinners. He coming to destroy you out of the earth. It says sinners, and I'm getting ready to leave. Hebrew number 2400 for Isaiah 13:9, the word sinners, a criminal. You are a criminal in the eyes of the God of Moses. You are a criminal. Criminal. That's what a sinner is. One that is a criminal or one accounted guilty. Guilty. You are guilty, people. Guilty. The verdict is guilty. That's the verdict. Guilty. Guilty. And with that, people, you have been listening to biblical and prophetic events in the earth confirmed in the Bible. Sister Radio Talk Show, I'm your host, the prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Elisheba, is my name. Talk to y'all later.